Good morning, everyone. I'm Carolyn Yeager, bringing you the Revisionist Report on this Wednesday, August 10th. Wilfred Hienk is back with us today. We can hear him in the background. See, he's on with us. So he's going to talk about Adolf Eichmann, another of those highly demonized Nazis whose real story and real activities we do not understand at all, really, because of media forming our opinions. This is true of so many areas of so-called knowledge. We cannot believe what the media is telling us. Well, let's see what revisionist Wilfred has to say. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Carolyn. I'm sorry about clearing my throat, but it's 7 o'clock, and I was a little late in getting up, and I'm just trying to get my act together here.
Well, we're going to have a very relaxed show today. I'm in a very relaxed mood. You're in a relaxed mood.
And I am.
So, we know that we're going to get to Adolf Eichmann. But the events that are going on right now in the world, that are, in so many areas, are really bearing on all of our minds. And you wanted to say a few things about some of that. So you just go right ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn. Yeah, Eichmann will be discussed later, but Carolyn graciously allowed me to let off some steam because, you know, for me, it is when I look around here, especially the last 2 weeks or something, at the situation, economics and so on, it's hard to remember that you're supposed to drain the swamp when you're up to your butt in alligators. And it's hard for me to just concentrate on the matters at hand, although one must. I mean, heavens, I have no control over this. What really disturbed me here was being subjected to that dog and pony show in the U.S., in your country, Carolyn, about the White House and the Congress. They're haggling about raising the debt limit so they can borrow more money. Money they will never, ever pay back, mortgaging further the future of us, of our children, grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. No debate about reducing that pile of money that they own. I can't say how much. They're talking trillions. I can't read that number. I'm sorry. This is too much for me. Yet, if they are talking about raising this, why? Because they can't meet their day-to-day expenditures. But when you borrow more money, more interest gets piled onto it, and you owe more. You're just compounding the problem. You're not solving it. And what was really insulting was, on the one side, they were talking about reducing spending, and the Republicans said, "Yeah, well, we agreed to raising the limit, but we have to reduce spending." You don't have to do both. If you reduce spending, you don't have to raise the credit limit. If I'm in dire straits,
I think we all understand that. Well, you know.
We know
what they're doing. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Just look at how we deal with all these other matters that we talk about, history.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Nothing that they do makes sense. So we have to just accept that we have got this kind of people in control, and we've got to go from there instead of trying to think, why aren't they making sense? That's my comment on that. All right. Well, we'll be back after this short break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll continue with this for a little while.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report, and Wilfred Hank is with me again. And we're going to talk about a variety of things. So what else is on your mind, Wilfred, this morning?
Okay, well, still this money thing. We have these riots in Britain. And Britain is also one of the countries that is in dire straits regarding finances. And I'm not an economist. I'm just your average Joe trying to make ends meet. But I do understand that I can't spend more than I take in. And this is something our politicians don't seem to have a grasp of, just basic stuff. And we are told we live in democracies, and we are told that we are in charge. How do we allow, and I say we because I'm one of us, how can we allow these politicians to run this up against a cliff by not doing? We should be doing something. They tell us elections. Okay, I'm naive. They tell us elections.
Yes, you do sound very naive. You're acting like you're expecting to get blood out of a stone, or however they call that. These people, are they what is their purpose? You know, obviously, if we haven't seen yet that their purpose is not to help or not to solve our problems or not to help us, then we really deserve what we get, because it's been so obvious for so long. And we keep talking about elections. I mean, I don't know. You say, why do we keep electing these same people? So, you know, there is a responsibility there in the populace. But the populace, as far as I see it, is controlled by the media.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Who runs the media, Wilf? This is why, because we can't. The media convinces us that we can't talk about who's behind all this. Basically, they're not alone, I know, but basically, I think their mentality is behind it all. Their purposes and objectives, and I'm talking about, you know, the J word. So, but people are so, and here we go back to our revisionism and why it's so important. Now, I'm going off and not letting you talk, but hold on just a second. We go back to our revisionism, why it's so important, because this is where, at the Holocaust, at World War II, This is where this thing that they call the Holocaust, but which was a deportation, which I still recommend, truthfully. That's what it was, and this has been played up to, in a way, to the point, full of lies and so on, that we are not allowed to look at the issues that are, you know, that are at the crux of our own well-being.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I mean, it's no secret that Jews control most of the media. This is not anything that can be hidden or denied.
And the media goes all the way into book publishing. I mean, you can hardly find, you know, they control what we read on every level from kindergarten mm-hmm. through graduate school and on through the rest mm-hmm. of our lives through mm-hmm. what is made available. And people go along with it because, as you just said, well, I'm just an average Joe trying to, you know, get by. And of course, you're much more than that. But most people are just that. And that's all they can be. And bless their hearts. But, you know, they shouldn't be treated like this. And so some of us need to, you know, point all these things out, even though it's not very welcome to most people.
No. And I wonder how many are listening or turning off right now. But just when you're talking about the media and books published and so on and so forth, I don't think it's very well known that after World War I, whole libraries were cleared out by the victors and the books burned, because the denazification process, as it was called, included destroying all the literature that they could lay their hands on that painted a different picture, that mm-hmm. portrayed it how it was, not how this story has become put together. Like, you know, the truth was right there, but that had to be destroyed, and it was destroyed. We hear about books burning by the Nazis. When are you ever hearing about these massive burnings of books by the victors of German literature? There were treasures destroyed, irreplaceable treasures. And
well, they not only got rid of books that were already printed, they got rid of the plates of a lot of books, destroyed the plates. Even up into recent times, they destroyed the plates of Guillermo Rudolph's books.
Oh, yeah.
Or some of them, you know, so nobody could print them again. And the Nazis never did that. You know, and I know you know that there was like one episode of book burning that was carried out by students in a university, not by the Nazi party at all.
Exactly.
And they weren't going around burning, but they were condemning certain books and they condemned certain art, and they condemned, which I, you know, would basically agree with. They had every right to do that in their own nation. Anyway, you know, everything has been twisted around. Looks like we've got I thought we had something, but nope. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, just to finish this off, and then we can, because we're not going to get anywhere here solving this, I know, but I get so frustrated. Talking about the media, I think it was a Monday that the markets went for a real dive, and I turned on the radio or TV, whatever it was, and I listened a little bit, and there was one of these experts on there, a lady. And she said, people are talking about the U.S. going bankrupt. We can never go bankrupt. We can always print money. And nobody protested when she said that. What is the matter with these people? What are they? This reminded me of my dad. He was born in 1901. He lived through the depression in the 20s, the dirty 20s in Germany, when they printed money. He saved some of these bills. They had numbers on there that 1 million, 1 billion, and one bank note. And he told us that he was, towards the end of it, before the crunch came, they were paid twice a day. They were paid at noon.
Yeah.
They were paid at noon, given an hour lunch. Normally, it's traditionally a half an hour. They were given an hour lunch. They grabbed their money, ran to the store to see what they could get. Sometimes, he said, we could get a loaf of bread. Sometimes the equivalent of a package of matches. And in the evening, the same thing again. That comes from printing exuberant amounts of money. And this expert tells us on TV and tells the listeners, hey, don't worry about it. There's nothing to worry about. We'll just print more money.
Well, that expert might have been, maybe was being a little sarcastic, you think? I mean,
no, she wasn't. She wasn't. She was dead sure. And the next guy comes on and says, well, you know, as soon as something like that happens, people pull back and they quit buying. He was blaming us for the mess because...
No, he was talking about market. I think he was just talking about how the market works. When you
No. This was an article in the newspaper. He was talking about consumer goods. People are not buying anymore because they're worried about where this might go. Well, excuse me. Right now, if I see this, I'm not buying a new car because I don't know how if I ever can afford to finish paying it off or anything like that. So these guys are putting the blame on us yet on top of it. They get us into that mess, and then they say, hey, you guys are at fault.
Oh, well, of course they do that. Yeah. You know what, Wilf? We do have a caller, and
okay.
It's Tom from Michigan. Let's take Tom. Hi, Tom.
Yes, I was listening since the program came on, and Tom was giving his views on the debt ceiling, and somehow you switched him to another topic. I thought his comments were very germane, and I'd like to hear the rest of them.
When did you start listening? This program has been on since 9 o'clock. Were you listening to the previous program?
No, I was listening to the program that just started.
That was 15 minutes ago,
and... you switched him off of his comments on the debt ceiling to talking about the Nazis,
okay.
Which is fine. I don't have any problem with that, but I'd like to hear he was speaking the truth, and he's speaking what the average guy on the street's thinking about right now, and I think that better get out there.
All right.
I wanted to ask Tom. Tom, by any chance, are you from the Upper Peninsula?
No, I live in Canada.
Okay, well, I pick up your patois, kind of. It sounded like those Canadians that have migrated to the UP.
Oh, no, I'm close to the West Coast, right on the other side where, well, actually in the center of British Columbia.
Yeah, okay, that's great. I'm interested in your comments. I think you spoke of your dad... and so forth. I think we're about the same age. I happen to be 76.
Yeah, I'm 74.
Yeah. It sounded like we were pretty much out of the same generation.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say is that I enjoy your program, Carolyn, and I know firsthand, having lived in Deutschland and in Essen County, or whatever they call a province,
mm-hmm.
Near Frankfurt am Main.
Mm-hmm.
I don't share I share the revisionist view to a great extent, having lived
Tom,
there and talked to the folks and so forth.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom, what is your solution to the debt ceiling problem?
My position was that we didn't have to raise it, but we should have lowered it and cut spending. Right?
Yes.
You know, right on. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool maniac Ron Paul man. And
yeah,
that's exactly
like
what he's talking about.
Yes, absolutely. He's the only honest politician, it seems, that the state still has, or maybe even in North America, because our clowns in Canada aren't any better here.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We'll
yeah, thank you, Tom. Thanks for your comments.
In a few minutes.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back again. This is Carolyn Yeager with Wilfred Hank. Wilf, Tom liked your subject matter, and he does say that there's a solution, Ron Paul, in the United States, but you know, will the media allow Ron Paul to be elected? It would be be interesting to see.
Yeah, I forgive me for being pessimistic on that part. I don't think so. I. And it's also, I mean, it is people's fault. I mean, either quit voting altogether, then the whole thing comes to a crunch, or vote for people that make sense. But then again, I mean, I can't really blame, as you said, bless them, the average people, because as long as it's going, fine, okay, whatever. You know, they're not really, and they should not be. This is why we hire or elect these politicians, to look after our affairs and spend our money we pay in responsibly. I mean, this is what we trust these guys, and but we shouldn't. As it turns out, we shouldn't.
Going back to the riots that are going on all over Britain now, mm-hmm. here again, and what you're saying is we can't get together in voting for a good person. Well, that's the balkanization. And, you know, I go back again. You know, we get into always again controversial subjects because they make it impossible by bringing in all kinds of various, making our countries made up of all kinds of various types of people and interest groups and people of different races and nationalities and ethnicities and so on. And mm-hmm. then we all are fighting for special interests. And this keeps people from seeing what is the general good, you know, and so the general good gets lost. And this is so evident in Britain with these people. Would real British people be burning and tearing up and destroying their country? I don't think so. You know, in the past, when things were very unfair, you know, between capital and labor, and laborers would strike and so on. They didn't do anything like this.
No.
You know, they never did things like this. There's other kind of people do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is, it all fits together. I'm sorry for doing all the talking. You know, we've got another caller, Joe. Joe's a good caller, and he really likes you, Wilfred. Let's let him talk to you. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning, Carolyn, and good morning, Wilf. And thank you, Carolyn. Yes, I do. I like Wilf a lot. He's awesome.
Thank you.
As far as his information. And I may have missed, I'm going to have to go to the archives because I took some days off last week with my boys, but apparently I was anxious to hear what he had to say about the Italian incarcerations because there were, and I remember reading in a source where Joe DiMaggio's parents were also incarcerated.
Yeah, well, this was not Wilf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This was another person that was on. This was Eberhard Fuhr was on yesterday and the day before. He's great, too. But you should listen to that.
But my comment is I'm actually today going to be dealing with a situation. I came into your show a little bit late, and you were talking about books and whatnot. While I was gone last week, my wife put a pile of books in my car of the books that my son, who's going to be a freshman at a private Catholic high school, he had a reading list. Well, while I was unpacking the car, you're not going to believe what one of the books is. It's Eli Wiesel's Night. And honest to God, Carolyn, I lost. I'm usually a very calm person, but I went ballistic. And my son goes, Dad, what's the matter? What's the matter? I said, I can't believe this is on the reading list. Well, I just want to let you know.
This is tonight, awful. He's a freshman in college, and this is now...
Freshman in high school.
In high school. Okay, thank you for that correction. Yeah, because it's usually in high school when they give kids that book to read.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen, because I was going to call the school today and talk to the principal, but my wife told me tonight is an open house, and you get to meet the teachers, and the principal's going to be there. And I am definitely going to bring this issue up. I don't want my son to read that book, and I'll bring up examples of other books that they could have read. Because you would think, being in a Catholic school, there are plenty of other people to read about, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn or other people who really went through real experiences, you know. But
That's great. Good for you. You really stand up with your sons, you know, and their education and so on. You know, you should – I want you to – refer your son to my website, Eli Wiesel Cons the World, which is at, I give my plug here, at, you know, www.eliwieseltattoo.com.
Okay.
And he can read about Night. Have him just look up what I've got written there about the book Night. Because he'll probably have to read it, you know, because it's on the curriculum, and this is a law. You know, I don't know if it is in Indiana, but in a lot of states, it's law that they have to study the Holocaust.
Yeah, and there are others. If you want to study the Holocaust, there are other sources. There's a Catholic priest named Maximilian Kolbe. If they wanted to do that, why not read about him? But I will. I can assure you.
Yeah, except that he doesn't. His stuff isn't good either. But most of it isn't, even though he's a Catholic priest. You know. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe I might be thinking about a different one. But anyway, I'm going to quit interrupting here and let you go on. Continue.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's going to be a very interesting night because I will definitely bring it up. And it's like you have said before, you know, we can't just sit back and let lies and all these misrepresentations be allowed to continue. And
Yes, it's done. Okay, well, you broke up there. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, thanks for your comments, Joe.
All right, we'll come back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and we have more callers. Everybody's calling today, Will.
Okay, well, whatever.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I'm Carolyn Yeager. I'm with Wilfred Heinck. And, Wilf, do you have anything you want to respond to what was just said by Joe, or should we go on to the next caller?
Joe made some very good points about screening what our kids are exposed to, if I may put it this way, because some of the stuff are just blatant lies. But I wanted to say just something about you, the issue you raised about letting all these immigrants in and so on and so forth. It's called divide and conquer, and you know it and I know it. But, you know, the root is actually in our party system. We're told that the party system is supposed to be part of our democracy. That's not true. We have these different parties, each appearing to be pulling in a different direction. They're not really, but they make it appear as if, and they're dividing the voters. Again, we are not a united bloc because they split us up into so many little groups that we become inconsequential. But democracy was not meant like that. What it was supposed to be have been is that experts run their resorts. Do we have experts in any of the resorts right now? I mean, the Minister of Highways knows that he needs a highway to get from here to there with his car, but that's the extent of his knowledge, I'm sure. So we have people that are just party hacks in there, and you know, and that's the part that we also need to address, and that's all I know.
Yeah, but when you say we, that's where we get to the problem.
Yeah, I know.
There's really no we.
there isn't.
You say the divide and conquer, and the size. You know, both. Well, Canada is not so large in population as the U.S., but it's, you know, just take the U.S. as an example. We're just almost too big for a real democracy. And so we don't have one. Anybody thinks there's a democracy here, they don't know what democracy is.
Exactly. So
they need to look up Google democracy and go to some good sources and read what it really is and where it originated and how it functions, because this isn't, it's a sham, you know. All right, well, let's take Paul from New Jersey and see what Paul has to say. Hi, Paul.
Hello. For one, democracy's original intent from the Greeks to the founding of the American Republic was to have only propertied white males get full political rights and having a right to vote. They excluded women, and minorities didn't exist at those times in the United States. We considered the minorities three-fifths of a human being and denied them the right to vote and denied them and made some of them slaves. So that's the first thing. So if you expect it to function when you allow all these disparate groups, ethnicities, and sexes to vote, then it's doomed to failure right off the bat. Also, you shouldn't allow degenerates who can't accumulate property or wealth from voting also, because if they're alcoholics or they're socially dysfunctional or lazy, they shouldn't be allowed to have political representation. So really, democracy to function, it has to be exclusive to those who are functional citizens.
Okay. Well, let me just say real quick before Will gets a chance that we have, oh, no, I forgot what I was going to say, so go ahead, Will.
All right. You know, and then to address that caller concerning having his son read the book Night, I would recommend that he sits there with his son and debunk it as he reads it. Because I took it out from the library a while ago because I would never buy it and give him the money, that little creep. And so, and I debunked it. And it's just filled with contradictory things, how he got a knee surgery while he's in Auschwitz, how he supposedly saw the bodies burning, a big stack of bodies burning, and remarkably, he doesn't get thrown into the fiery pit of burning bodies. It's just ridiculous, ridiculous accounts that are beyond the pale. And so I would recommend that he have his son learn to debunk liars.
Well, I would recommend that I've done the best and most thorough job of debunking Elie Wiesel and his writings of anybody that I know, of anything I've seen on the Internet, which is all, there's lots of stuff, but it's piecemeal, and it's sometimes it's not altogether accurate, and sometimes it's just a few couple of things. So my website, Elie Wiesel Cons the World, has the most thorough debunking of Elie Wiesel and of that book Night. And I'm still going to do more work on that book Night. But you're right, he has to take he's not going to get very far with the school system. So he has to take it in hand at home and point it out to his son. And then if his son brings these things up in class, he's going to be shunned and, you know, so on. Well, maybe not so much in a Catholic school.
Yeah, and then one last set of remarks on concerning the riots in the UK, and that is that this is, you know, the diversification. Remember, the Labour Party said that they wanted to bring in the immigrants en masse, and they just flooded it in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Just to rub the noses of diversity in on people in the right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
And it shows how, like, pernicious the people on the left is. And also makes me even more sympathetic to Andres Breivik. You know, it shows the perfidy of the left.
Yeah.
That they actually just hate the right so much that they will crash and burn the whole civilization as a whole. And one last point is, I noticed in the beginning of the riots that they were, basically it was a black riot in the beginning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then it seemed like the press was almost happy that the riots became multicultural and diverse, and that the rioters were diverse later on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Fred.
You're absolutely
Fred,
right.
I don't know exactly who's involved in it now. They haven't had any new headlines, and I haven't had time to look at it. But it's a mess, you know. It should teach us something. It should be a tremendous lesson here, right there, happening in front of our face. How would you like that going on in your neighborhood?
Really?
You know?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right with the left. I can speak with a little authority on it, and from the German point of view, the left is doing everything to destroy Germany. Not just the right, as you call it, but society as a whole. They have no use for any kind of rules and regulations and values and standards or stuff like that. They just want to trample everything, and it's horrendous to see. It's ugly. I mean, I don't know. And what you were saying, Carolyn, about you look at Germany, you look Berlin, there's whole city districts and large districts that are Turkish. There are Turks living there. They're ghettos. There's no other, I mean, they're not called that officially, but they're ghettos. German police will not enter them unless in extreme emergencies. And when they go, they would love to go in a tank, but they don't have any. Because they're getting stones thrown at them and they set cars on fire and so on and so forth. These are societies within a society. And this financial crisis that we're in right now, where in Europe states are going broke, Greece is broke for all intents and purposes, Italy is on the verge, so is Spain and so is Portugal. When the social services can no longer be up, mm-hmm. the services up, kept up, to date, so these people that live in these ghettos still get their share of it, their small share of it. When that stops, this is going to explode Europe-wide. There is absolutely no doubt about it.
It has to be the purpose. It has to be.
And that
purpose.
Has to be.
It cannot.
Yeah.
I've been saying for years and years that these people cannot be this stupid. They might not be greedy. They might be selfish and self-centered. They may feel once they get in politics that they have to get reelected and that's all they have time to pay attention to. But I just don't believe it. It's that bad. And, you know, it has to be something that somebody, you know, that is being engineered. And this kind of, you know, these people should never have been brought in. And they were brought in.
And they were brought in, yes. And what this caller... The issues he raised from not having everybody vote, I mean, this is about as unpopular as you can get. I mean, but mm-hmm. he is right. I mean, we have people voting that have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say that I forgot, that they manipulate all these voters via the media. And that's why they want everybody to vote. And they want to bring in more and more of these people that we're just talking about. Who are totally foreign to the system and make them voters because they know how easily they can manipulate them.
Yes.
And these people all go and they vote for who's promising them and they vote for Democrats mostly. And,
yes.
And so it perpetuates. So it's a huge, huge, terrible scheme. And, you know, like you say, what Paul said is so unpopular. You can't say things like that. Well, there's all these things you can't say. But we have to say them.
I know. But yeah, we should. They should be said, and we should address these issues. I mean, they are.
Really?
Our survival depends on it.
Yeah, but it comes down to racial issues, doesn't it? See, I mean, here again, just like Jew, the word race is a no-no. And so, if you're going to really address these issues, you cannot refrain from talking about race. And then that's like, oh, my gosh, you better crawl in a hole. So they've made it. They're very smart, aren't they?
They are. And but, you know, the left is helping them wherever they can. I talked a little bit about the EU, the European Union, where they pretend, and this is the left idea, that we're all equal. We're not. There are people in Norway that have as much in common with an Italian as a camel has with a dog. I mean, they are mm-hmm. totally different people. They have they're not better or worse. I'm not saying that. But they have a different outlook on life. They have different work habits. They are different. And you should not throw them all together in one pot and make them try and make them all equal. It won't work.
That's exactly what I've been saying, Will. So we really do agree on just about everything.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. Yeah, we're dangerous people, but we don't have much influence, do we?
No, but I would like to just finish this off here and see if we can before the next commercial break. You know, this money crisis and this borrowing money, this happened when the states, the individual states, sovereign states, gave up their right to print their own money and handed it to guess who? I mean, the Federal Reserve in the states is owned by Jews. There's absolutely no doubt about it, and I don't think anybody is hiding this fact. Why are states, sovereign states, not allowed to print their own money and regulate their own economy as they see fit? Of course, there has to be checks and balances built into the system so some idiot politician doesn't get carried away and print this stuff at random. But, you know, take this away from the bankers. The bankers are the ones that are making all of this money right now. And I just happened to find, I sent you that video, but in the meantime it has disappeared, and it's called In the Shadow of Hermes. Hermes, the Greek god of travelers and also thieves, I believe, but it doesn't matter. It's about the secrets of communism and the role Freemasonry played in the October 1917 revolution, in fact, in the one in 1905 already. And at about, this is a very good video, at about 34 minutes, the guy says, it's made by a Swede, as far as I can tell. It has English subtitles. And the guy says, on 34:30, Kennedy signs on 4th of June 1963, order number 1110, 11,110, which returned the power to issue money to the government. Have you ever heard about that?
Sure. And there's lots of disputing about this, what Kennedy did and what he didn't do. Some people say that it's not true. That's an urban legend type thing. So I don't use that. You know, I don't talk about that. I don't know what Kennedy was up to, really. But they did kill him, so he was up to a few things. But the whole thing, you're sounding a little bit naive again. Well, because they handed this over to the bankers at various stages of our history, and then they handed it over all the way again in 1913 when they created the Federal Reserve. So naturally, yes, there are lots and lots of people who have, you know, who concentrate on this, that we need to put the money back. It has to be a national printed, you know, we have the nation has to be in control of its own money under Congress. But it has been given to the bankers. Why? Well, that shows the power of the banking system.
Yes, but unless we get this back to, because right now they're paying exorbitant amount of interest. Just look at the interest payments. If the states would be allowed to print their own money, that interest money could go to something like building up the infrastructure. And, you know, this is not just the Federal Reserve. When you look in history, King Frederick of Prussia gave the right to print money to a Jew. There's a picture in it, but that Jew, he printed money. At that time, it was coins only. There was no paper money. And he was supposed to put silver and better metals into it. He used so much iron that they took that right away from him. But this is an old tradition that emperors and so on gave that right to some Jew. And why, I don't know. The Austrians, the Fuggers, which was a huge trading house, they were the money suppliers to the Habsburgs, and on it goes. So this has a long story tradition. Yeah. This.
Well, that's interesting. You know, Jews have always had the reputation of being associated with money. Mm-hmm. And they've always been, I guess, good. I think they were considered good with money, talented yes. with money. And they were supposed to be working in the interest of this monarch, you know,
yep.
who gave that concession to them. But they got power that way. They just didn't see, again, we've been so foolish. They didn't obviously see how it could grow. I mean, how smart, how clever these people were and how they would
yep.
use this favoritism to increase their influence.
Yes. And there's one more here, and I don't think we should try and just finish off today talking about this ugly money issue. What I'm really concerned about is China. China has boatloads full of U.S. dollars, and I hear bells ringing in the background.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are programs that talk about this, but we can talk about it in the last 10 minutes. And we have another couple of callers, too. So we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. So this is Carolyn with Wilf. Wilf, we have a couple callers. Do you want to talk about China, or do you want to take
No, we'll take the call. China I see as a threat because they have to They're trying to get rid of these Yankee dollars that they have a whole slug of, and they're helping Hungary right now. They could buy Hungary for all intents and purposes, and they're helping Greece and so on. But somebody in the newspaper, I read an article, they said this is just a drop in a bucket. It doesn't, and they are getting concerned. They said our dollar's downgraded.
Yeah. By S&P.
Yeah. And they said, I don't know whether they said irresponsible, which would be very strong, a strong word to use in diplomatic language, but they came close to saying it, calling the U.S. money policies irresponsible. And that's, I don't know, this is hitting home.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I read that too. Okay, let's see if Steve is still there. Are you there, Steve?
No.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Listen, disagree with both of you. I believe I'm the only one partly of British descent.
Okay.
Is that true for Vilfried?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you talked about there weren't excesses committed. You got to look at Bloody Sunday, Trafalgar Square in 1887 when they mowed him down. You got to look at Manchester when the Peterloo Massacre, when those people were mowed down with 6-pound cannons. You've got to look at Tony Pandy in Wales how Churchill ordered in the Somerset Light Infantry. The point being, have they been brutal? Did they have?
Well, I didn't say they weren't brutal now, Steve. I said they didn't burn down their cities. I was talking about the poor people, you know, the disadvantaged people that are doing that now. Wait a minute. You're talking about the leadership. The establishment who is mowing down the poor citizens in order to keep control. That's a little bit different, but you're making a point.
Well, they call them violent clashes between the police and demonstrators.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's what they're calling them. Now, you're mm-hmm. saying, you know, and overfined.
But these people today, they're going on a riot rampage, tearing into property and so on. This is not the same thing.
It's a violent clash. I think you're over subtle on that. And the other thing, you said that utopianism, you need to read about Sir Thomas Morus, M-O-R-U-S. And you can't, Mein kann einen Mohren nicht weiß waschen. You can't wash a Negro white.
And that's right.
Yeah. And you look at Sir Thomas Morus, he invented utopianism, and he wasn't Jewish. He was a limey, and it's spelled M-O-R-U-S, Thomas, common spelling. I suggest that people do their homework on the British. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, that was very well said. I mean,
What about that saying he said? Who said that?
Morris, from what the gentleman said.
He said it in German.
Yeah, you can't whitewash a black man. You can't make a white person out of a black man. And that's what we were talking about. This equality nonsense that the Reds are preaching is just that. It's nonsense. It's not working. They have different mentalities. They are different. They behave differently.
Yeah. Well, I think so. I think that's a big part of our problem, and that's the liberals, as we said, the left.
Yep.
And it's more than liberals. The left really goes all the way back to communism, and it's still very much alive.
All right.
Well, Wilf, you're going to be back tomorrow. And so, ladies and gentlemen, join us again tomorrow for another session. A little bit. We might get into Adolf Eichmann tomorrow. So long for now.
Bye-bye.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.